With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump continues to urge the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
On Wednesday, the Fed left its benchmark interest rates unchanged. Reacting to the news, President Trump criticized Chairman Jerome Powell for holding rates at current levels instead of slashing them.
He doesn't want to do it. I think he doesn't want to do it. Probably he's not in love with me.
Powell has warned that the president's tariffs were creating uncertainty and the Fed could afford to wait until more data shows the impacts on the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Scott Perry. Congress must work to help President Trump balance the federal budget and keep taxes low for everyone.
The bond markets are telling us this charade is over. And so, you know, we're saying to our colleagues, like, we have to get serious about it. We have a president that wants to balance the budget. We want to save the tax system where it is right now so taxes don't go up.
Perry says he thinks Democrat Senator John Fetterman is fighting with his own party on policy and on agreeing with President Trump.
He knows that people are struggling and that they don't want to be forced to buy an electric car or you know, disallowed from eating ice cream or whatever crazy thing that the left is coming up with now.
Saudi Arabia wants the U.S. to help develop its own civil nuclear program, and the Trump administration says it's very excited at the prospect. U.S.-Saudi cooperation in building reactors for nuclear power plants could shut the Chinese and Russians out of what could be a high-dollar partnership for the American nuclear industry. President Trump is set to visit the kingdom this coming week. India has accused Pakistan of breaching ceasefire deals made earlier, hours earlier, after the U.S.-led talks to end the most serious military confrontation between them in decades. This is SRN News. A question of the Bible and truth, as SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is calling for more reliance on psychotherapy for transgender youth instead of hormone shots and sex change operations. Department of Health and Human Services questions the current practices and medical groups that endorse them. The administration's position springs from President Trump's executive order calling for the federal government not to support so-called gender transition for people under the age of 19. This is SRN News. Rite Aid customers can expect their local store to close or change ownership in the next few months. John Scott has more.
The struggling drugstore chain is going through another bankruptcy filing. The company plans to sell customer prescription vials, inventory, and other assets as it closes distribution centers and unloads store locations. Stores will remain open for now, but the company isn't buying new inventory, so bare shelves may become more common. The company says it runs 1,245 stores in 15 states. It has a heavy presence in New York, Pennsylvania, and California, which alone has 347 locations. John Scott reporting.
It seems Southern accents are disappearing in some parts of the South due to the migration of people into the region from other parts of the U.S. and around the world. More than 5.8 million people have moved to the South in the 2020s. That's four times the combined amount of three other regions. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.